Good, John.
Yeah, how you doing, Jim? Kind of surprised you're on this late, but good to see.
Yeah, I've been trying to take care of a few little things tonight, so no big deal. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We've been... You actually wouldn't believe what we've been doing. We've been chasing ducks, separating ducks, and setting up pens, and transferring new hatchlings over to one pen, other hatchlings into another, and then the ones from the house, the hatchlings from there, we got them out into the bigger pens, and yeah. I think we're hopefully finally winding down and maybe being able to get dinner.
Starting to sound like a feedlot.
Yeah, it's definitely a mini farm. Yeah. But it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, we turn around and trying to integrate some, I don't know what they're called, or Chinese runners or whatever, and another duck and another 12 khaki camels, integrating them two together. And so far, the last 3 days, it's working pretty good. At first, they were kind of fighting territorial-wise as far as the food, but yeah, they're getting along now, so yeah, it's all working out.
Almost sound like you need to rub their noses together and say sick 'em.
Pretty much, either that or hires a duck whisperer or something.
Yeah, it sounded like you're turning into the duck whisperer.
That could be true. They follow me everywhere like I'm their daddy. Or like their mama, basically. But they're all following me now, so that's a good thing. They pretty much know when we open up the gates and stuff and let them run loose on the property. They turn around and follow me, and they know where they need to go to graze. So, yeah, they're all doing good.
Well, that's good to hear.
So how'd your day go?
Oh, not too bad today. Just out wheeling back and forth in my wheelchair for a little bit and doing a few things. But other than that, that's about it.
All right, you got out and about today?
Yeah, for a little while.
I hear that. Yeah, I'll be out and about a little bit tomorrow. I got 15 ducks that are spoiled on peas and carrots and corn. So I got to go down and buy a bunch of bags, 5-pound bags of peas, carrots, and corn for them because they're almost out. Otherwise, I'm going to hear about it.
Almost sounds like you need to put in a small little grain silo and start buying it in bulk.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's something they're not too prone to dry, so they're better off with frozen and thawed because they don't have quite the system that a chicken has. A chicken can eat it dry, but yeah, ducks are a little bit different.
Yeah.
But anyway, I figured I'd give you a shout. If you were out there, I was going to give you and Forrest both a shout and see how you guys were doing. I know I'm not on much during the day. I'm monitoring, but I'm just not on. I'm in the middle of a, I don't know, I told you, as far as the one ranch out in Long Creek. I'm in the middle of that mess, and I about got that wrapped up, and I think we got it settled for spring, and we're closing out Ashland Middle School and closing out North Bend Public Library. So we've just been, it's been paperwork, getting these jobs closed out and getting them done and behind us so we can move on to the next.
Yeah, I feel you about all the paperwork and stuff. So that time of year where I started getting a bunch of it, a bunch of phone calls, it's irritating, but the way life goes, I guess.
Yeah, on my end, the owner doesn't like dealing with the public relations, doesn't like dealing with the permits, the submittals, dealing with change orders, and basically all the red tape that goes with these government, state, and city jobs. So it's something I've been doing for years, so it's all on me, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, it's always lonely at the top, or for somebody anyway, doing all the paperwork.